Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, 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 baby, broadcasting live from the windy city, baby. Listen, it is cloudy around here, 38 degrees, but honey, in this engineer booth, it is not cloudy up in here. It is all a sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. It is December 11th, 2022. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Hooray! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarama. GubbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of GubbaRum. That is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of GubbaRum is Steve Gum. Baby, 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 baby. Keep on chewing that bubble gum, shut the door, and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music for you on today. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, my darling. Before I get into the music, I want you to do me just a little bit of favor while you on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, and everything in between. Listen, use keyword the Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some music by independent artist Joe S. Fair and independent artist Brandon Lee. Yeah, baby. And Ryan with it. Ryan with it. Got some heart. Hot music, also by Dallas, Davey Dallas King, P-E-N-G, gonna get on down with it. Listen, before I get into the music, come on, engineer, what we gonna do? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, my darling, your music is being heard all over the world, all over the world. First up, I do have some music by independent artist Davey Dallas Ping, P-E-N-G. Listen, let me tell you something. It is hot up in here. We're going to dive a little deep, okay? Is that all right? We're going to dive a little deep. Now, this particular artist, he does focus on music that is based on life and death and transition, and so I call it diving deep. Words that he has in his lyrics and his voice is so phenomenal. So I call it deep diving. So we're going to dive deep up in here. Let me go ahead and get this going. It is Should I Not Return?
So should I not return from above or beyond? Should I never come back or never be found? So please tell everybody You know, we danced and we had so much fun. There are so many battles that we have won. And now I simply had to transform, to move away from here. But you know, this is what we call life. So there is no need for fear. And should I not return from above or beyond? Should I never come back or never be found? So please tell everybody I existed. Please tell everybody I existed.
That is David Dallas. Let me tell you something up here. What he does is really special. It's very unique. And, of course, it's very special. And, listen, I would even venture out to say that an individual such as this that really has a very niche and narrow genre, I would even venture out to say it would be great, a nice idea, great. I'm just throwing this out here. Mama's just throwing it out here to do workshops. You know, I had a friend. Now let me put it this way. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, really, really nice friend of mine. And he went through some experiences in life like you did, Davy, with your mom. I did read your story and what happened with your mom. And so I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine, Christopher. He went through an experience with his mom. She suffered from dementia and Alzheimer's, and he cared for her. You know, he stopped working, and he cared for her full time. And let me tell you what happened. He ended up really, really getting into caregiving very deeply. And let me tell you what happened. He ended up writing a book called Mama Peaches and Me, because he had so many different experiences with Mama Peaches. You know what happened with that book? That book, he became a best-selling author. I kid you not. And I'm not saying, I know a lot of people that write books say, I'm a best-selling author. Whoa. Well, listen, David, it was not like that. He really is a best-selling author, Mama Peaches and Me. Not only did he write a book about his experiences, and he put it in a very lively book, he even went farther than that. He really got deeply into caregiving. He started different programs and whatnot. I'm not saying you start different programs when it comes to life and transitioning and death, but what he did, he started different programs, and he got it set up. He started certifying different individuals that didn't know anything about caregiving. He would take them through the process. And listen, this is a man with an MBA, very educated, very intelligent, and he does everything top-notch to the point. And so he set up his course, he set up his curriculum, and got all the credentials that he needed to certify other people to become certified caregivers. That's what he did because of his experience, what he walked through with his loved one. You hear what I'm saying here? And so the reason why I'm bringing Christopher up, listen, I don't have any problem with saying his name. I worked with him quite a bit, and we had a show going at some point called Caregiving, and it was really nice. So listen, David, I'm saying this to you, okay? And so I think it would be really great and phenomenal if you wanted to extract something out of your music and dedicated to some type of workshop, if you will, and doing things maybe at a library. There is a lot, you know, a lot of people have went through a lot, especially with the pandemic. And so you are available. You're offering something that is very valuable. And I think it would be great, you know, if you wanted to do something like that, even volunteering where people want to come together and have group sessions where people just sit, talk about their feelings and what is going on to help them deal with their anxiety and their stress. I think that would be a great thing because you are really servicing a lot of individuals, baby. And I think that would be fantastic, and I think that would be great if you did something like that. Listen, I got some more music. Now, that's deep diving. That's what I call deep diving because we're not shaking booties. They make us shake our booties. But listen, it comes to diving into our spirit. We're deep diving into our soul, right? We are deep diving into our emotions and our feelings because guess what? We do need help with our emotions and with our feelings. And when it comes to anxiety, when it comes to depression, when it comes to things we're dealing with, everyday life and things that people go through, all of us go through, we need somebody to sit down and just talk a little bit, even if you're just having tea and coffee, right? So listen, and Daisy Dallas is valuable. He's providing a valuable service. And I think that he could really just stretch and do just a little bit more if he chose to do those things. Now listen, I got something that's coming up for you, some great music by Brandon Leach. Brandon Leach, let me tell you something. This guy is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. And that's Brandon Leach. Listen, he's got some new music that's out right now. Listen, this guy is so intelligent. Not only does he have a great voice, and this new song has a Caribbean feel to it. I feel like I'm dancing with Ricky Ricardo when I listen to his music. He is intelligent. He has a great voice. And his new song, this independent artist, he has a great range. He does this Caribbean music. He does pop, and he does it very, very well. Do you hear me up in here? So listen, I enjoyed this song, and I know you're going to love it just as much as I do. Come on, let's get ready to dance with Ricky Ricardo, okay? Let's do a little salsa, a little rumba. You hear what I'm saying up in here? The name of the song is Interlactic Serenade. I love that. Y'all check this out. Come on, come on.
Between you're the cosmos colliding in the outer galaxy. Forgive me if I don't have the words to explain this inner galactic sensual plane. Up here, gravity is just another myth. There's Mars, Venus, Jupiter, but all I want's a kiss from the sexy mamacita. I'm seeing in the beam and taking laps around the comet. Make your balls feel bionic. I'm like 3, 2, 1. Blast off, baby. Got me feeling like a rocket heading straight out of the station. Your life, love, and everything between. You're the cosmos colliding in the outer galaxy. Forgive me if I don't have the words to explain this inner galactic.
artist Brandon Leach, you have to be some kind of talented to write lyrics like that. That is hot. I mean, I feel like I was sitting right in Jamaica, right on the in the beach. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was in Jamaica. You really do. You have to be talented to write some lyrics like that. Nobody can just sit down and write a song that, you know what? Because that song is above all the rest. It is different and it has a different type of offering. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, it is not just R&B, it is not just soul. It has a really nice calypso sound. It also has a nice Caribbean sound. And the lyrics is out of this world. You hear me up in here? And so listen, the A-list, when I say A-list, I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking about people who are just getting into the game of music. You know, you really got to have some talent and some kind of flair for putting words together to write a song like that. Listen, Intergalactic Serenade, come on. That is not everyday song. Listen, I hear a lot of music, and I've been doing this since 2007. I've heard a whole lot of music, I'll tell you up in here. And so listen, this is a butt above the rest. You hear me? It is a cut above all the rest. That title, because you know what? It's something, and this is what, let me say this real quick. And I got another song that I need to get to by Ryan Whitted. This is what artists need to understand, and this is what artists need to learn. You have to do something that is going to leave an impression on a person. When a person see a new song that's coming out and they see the title, right away you're going to say, oh my gosh, what's this song about? And what are you going to do? You're going to listen to it. Because let me tell you something, people in entertainment, they ain't got a lot of time. 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 Believe me, honey, when I tell you they ain't got a lot of time. And they are not going to listen to a lot of different pieces of music. And I'm telling you, when they see a title like this, what they're going to do? They're going to be curious, and they want to hear what it is. I'm telling you what, up in here. So listen. Oh, my gosh. So I like this song, Intergalactic Serenade. And when I send out links to be playlisted, hopefully, you know, make connections for new artists, they're going to click on, they're going to take a listen. You hear what I'm saying? So that is one thing that you want to do. Now, I get a lot of music, and that some people don't get playlisted. They have songs like Me and Mama Went to the Park. Oh, okay, what did you and Mama do at the park? Okay, you got to learn to tell a story like Brandon. Brandon tells a great story, right? And he knows how to deliver a troubadour. I always talk about this, oh, Jesus. So listen, it is what it is up in here. So listen, that's what you got to learn to do. Something a little different, something cutting edge. That song is cutting edge. You know what I'm saying? And it reminds me like you want to take a trip to the galaxy in Star Wars, and then he also takes you to the galaxy, right? He takes you to the galaxy, he takes you to Star Wars, and he takes you to all these different places. Let me tell you something about Brandon. Brandon reminds me, I had a band that was on, and these guys were hot, and they do very, very well. They did several music salutes and music promotions. They do very, very well. You know what? I think it's Moon and Stars, Moon and Days, or Moon and Nights is the name of the band. But listen, their music is, they're all about the galaxy, and it's different. It is different, and they are so hot, and they do very, very well, very, very well. I'm telling you, every time they come on, they do really great music salutes. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up for you, my darling. Listen. Up next is Ryan Whitted. Ryan Whitted. He has a really great voice, and you're going to see that in just a moment. He does country. He does some pop music, and he's able to demonstrate different genres of music. He really is phenomenal. He does very great music. He's been under the tutelage of a lot of different people, and so he has the opportunity to work with some of the greats in the music business. So Ryan Whitted is a singer, songwriter, producer, and indie recording artist from Hendersonville, North Carolina, creating pop rock music, and with a charming country flair. He does it so, so very well. Now, listen, this one is There's a Way. Y'all know something? Where there's a will, there's a way, ain't that? So ain't that right? So listen, let me tell you, this is There's a Way. Take a listen. Independent artist Ryan.
What a wish for you all to stay well always through all your
smooth. There's a way, there's a way, there's always a way. Let me tell you something. There's one thing about mama. Listen, there is a way to get it done. I always say that. There is a way to get it done. When I'm approached with something where it seems like there's a dead end, and this song is really great because it reminds us that there is a way. There is a way. So listen, whenever I'm approached or something comes up and it seems like there's a dead end, I'm like, there's a way. There's got to be a way to get it done. Listen. So when the door is in front of me and there's a lock on the door, you know what I'm going to do, honey? I'm not going to break the door down. See, listen, I'm the kind of mama that, you know, I'm going to reserve my energy and my strength. I'm not going to try to break the door down. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go the other direction. You know what I mean? So listen, I'll turn around and find a different way. So listen, and sometimes you know what happens? You know what happens when you end up finding another way? It's a better way. It ends up becoming a better way. Do you hear me up here? So listen, he reminds us with this song, There Is a Way, and that's independent artist Ryan Whitted, There's a Way. What's coming up next is independent artist Joe S. Fair. Listen, he's real smooth. He is really smooth. You got to love what he has. Listen, this song is phenomenal. This is Where This Takes Us. Take a listen.
Takes us.
That is independent artist Joe S. Fair. And of course, y'all know it reminds me of a star right. You know what I mean? Listen, when you've had hundreds of days, listen, I'm an old fart. Don't think I'm 20 or 30, babies. No, mama is not 20 or 30, honey. I'm well past 30. So listen, mama got a whole lot of experience with a whole lot of different people. You hear me up in here? So listen, he's saying in this song, Where This Takes Us, and I love his singing. He has a great voice, really, really nice. Let me tell you something about Where This Takes Us. And of course, a lady or a man have had this experience if you are single and you're still in the dating world. Now, right now, the dating place is a really scary place to be. If you're trying to, you know, meet somebody really nice, it's like, okay. It's like fishing in a cesspool somewhere. But anyway, let me tell you about where this takes us. I had a person I was going out with a long time ago. You know how it is when you first meet somebody and you've got the goosebumps and everything is really nice on the first date, in most cases, really nice on the first date. And so this guy, he tells me, he says, well, you know, you're a really nice girl, and I like to continue seeing you, and I like to see where this could go. I like to see where this could take us. And you know something, a lot of times it didn't take us anywhere. So anywhere, yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, mama loves to entertain. I'm pretty much out of time up in here. It's been a stone cold blast. And let me tell you something, ladies, single ladies. Let me tell you something real quick. A word of advice, a word of wisdom. Let me tell you something. In retrospect, looking back over all the different people Now listen, I'm going to tell you this really quick, and then I got to get up out of here. A lot of times when you are dating somebody and they're new and they have really great potential, and for whatever reason, maybe the lady is not ready to be committed or whatever. Let me tell you something. If you think you're not committed, if you think that maybe you don't want to have a family, whatever, sometimes you got to think future-wise. You can't think in that moment because you can't see down the road. Let me tell you something. When it comes to dating and relationship, I feel like Coach Rachel. Oh, gosh. I don't know if you guys know who Coach Rachel is, but I won't get into her story. She's all on Instagram. But anyway, let me tell you this. When you're dating someone that really has a lot of great potential, you want to think about the future. You don't want to think about right now. When you're going out with somebody, if you are mind is only thinking for right now, you will never ever get anywhere as far as when it comes to a committed relationship with someone, you know, for death do us part. So listen, you got to think future minded. Let me tell you something. I've had different people, I'm going to say this real quick, I've dated different people that were hospital administrators and engineers, architects, all different professions. Let me tell you something. And the reason why it didn't work out, because I was thinking for right now. Now, the individual that was a hospital administrator, he's doing very well in life. He is super bond. He's doing excellent. And a lot of times people are going through college. Now, I'll never forget this one guy. He was in school to be an architect, right? He was a supermodel. This guy put himself through college. This is a true story. I could not make this up. He was very good looking, very tall, very good looking. He was a supermodel here in Chicago. Real story. He always got a lot of work modeling, being on different magazines, and he was just very well known. And he put himself through college. He didn't want to make a career being a supermodel. He wanted to be an architect, and that's what he did. So now you tell me. That was a person that I should have been thinking future-minded and not for right now. This person was just really, 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 really the greatest and the sweetest guy, most humble person in the world. So I'm telling you, ladies, don't think about just right now. Think about where you're going in the future. Where are you going in the future? Who you're attaching yourself to that was to the future, right? So don't just think about today. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about next week. Think about where you're headed in the future, especially if you're between 20 and 40, you want to think that way. If you're 40, you should be thinking, you know, what are you going to do for the future? So listen, but all my girls that's 20, 25, and 30, you got to be thinking future-wise, especially if you want to have family. So listen, that was a free life lesson. That was a free one. So listen, I got to get on up out of here with a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.